Cinemagine Studios is proud to present this Audible podcast. Filmmaking, current events, weather, and more. This is the Cinemagine Podcast. Here is your host, Dalton Pope.
Welcome, everybody, to the very first Audible podcast of the year. I know it's a little late to get started on a new podcast, but hey, better late than ever, right? My name is Dalton Pope, and I am the owner of Cinemagine Studios, a small company that does anything film-related. My tagline is bringing your cinematic imaginations to life, if you guys haven't heard before. But I just wanted to try this podcast format and do a Friday update on my Facebook page, and if you guys are interested, we can actually do something for a podcast style outlet. Just you guys let me know what you guys think. But other than that, let's go ahead and get started on the unnamed podcast.
Updates from Cinemagine Studios.
As far as Cinemagine Studios is concerned, there is no big updates to go for right now. No new pieces of equipment. No major stories happening. The only thing I would say is if you guys haven't already, please check out Solitude. If you go on Facebook and look up Solitude Film, you should be able to pull it up. It's the deer head, Wendigo head. You can't miss it. That is the last feature that Cinemagine Studios was a part of, and we are en route to distribution as we speak. And I think you guys would enjoy it if you are into psychological thrillers with a little bit of horror and independent filmmaking. So definitely check out Solitude if you haven't. The next premiere is going to be at Twin Cities Film Festival in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So if you're local to there, or if you want to take a trip out over the weekend or over the week and you have time, get your tickets now and go see this movie in a theater, because it is a different experience whenever you watch this on a bigger screen rather than on multiple screens like I have in my studio.
Let's get to talking about current events.
Next update, I think everybody's talking about it, but I figured, you know what, maybe I put in my two cents, which is really no sense because I just want to bring your attention to it. Looking through the news today, I'm seeing that flooding and power outages are afflicting Florida very harshly. There is also a confirmed case of 13 deaths at this moment, which is current as of 11 a.m. Friday. So that is very sad to hear. I actually have friends, filmmaking friends and friends in general, that live in Florida that were just hit by it. Some were lucky, some were not. I think it is safe to say that this is a very big year for Florida, with the fact that Helene came through once and actually came through and hit Northern Georgia, North Carolina, Southwestern Virginia, and a little bit of Tennessee. But it also hit Florida first, as well as Hurricane Milton, also putting a 1-2 blow on Florida itself. So, guys, just keep thoughts and prayers for these families that have been affected in this terrible time. I'm an avid on weather, so I have radars and everything. I'm not a meteorologist by any means, but I am tracking further weather patterns and following along on different socials to see if there's any other storms coming out on the horizon. I haven't seen anything yet. There is talks about another storm front happening in the Gulf of Mexico next to the Caribbean. As far as right now, it won't be until late next week before we start getting some actual models that predict something more than that. But other than that, be prepared for a cold one in the Northeast and the East Coast, going from all the way, I would say, from mid-Georgia East Coast all the way up to the Northeast and Maine. Cold front's coming in. It's going to be some freezing temps, even especially towns in the Midwest and Ohio Valley. Freezing temps are going to be local, so make sure you're dressing up warm.
Grab your tickets now for these upcoming movies.
And finally, just to bring attention to what's new in the world of movies, looking at the latest releases, Joker, Foy LeDoux is out now. Had the honor and privilege of working with an actress in Solitude that has been affiliated with this movie. So I'm dying to see it and see if I can find her somewhere in this movie. Beetlejuice, got a chance to watch it. Very fun film, very nostalgic. Definitely captured the essence of what it was like in the original Beetlejuice. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, please go watch it. I would give it like a 7.5 out of 10, maybe an 8 out of 10. And then finally, for your horror thriller fans out there, Speak No Evil. Of course, I haven't seen it yet, but it's James McAvoy. I mean, what else can you expect? Actor in Split, Glass. His multiple personalities alone should just give him a freaking Oscar, man, because his acting range is insane. He should be able to do any kind of multiple split personality traits, movies, and he will be super successful, because I really think he's the only one in Hollywood right now that is actually playing with these multiple personality bits. But also, you know him as Charles Xavier in the X-Men Days of Future Past and the newer X-Men series, but I hope they don't typecast him, because I know he definitely has some amazing range. But I am excited to see No Evil, or Speak No Evil, sorry. And it's definitely on the psychological side, and that's kind of where my bag is. And so I'm really excited to see that movie. And then another one, too, is I watched the original. I wasn't impressed. Number two looks a little better, but then again, I'm trying to stay away from much of the trailers as possible. But Smile 2, another psychological kind of like a horror jumpy movie. The first one was okay. It had a good concept. I don't think they capitalized on it enough. But Smile 2 seems like we're following through the degradation of our lead character and throughout the entire movie. So I think it's going to be a little bit more grounded and concrete in the essence of what smiling is in this film. So anyway, those are all the updates I have for you today, this Friday. I think we're going to be doing good. Please, if you can, send your support to Hurricane Milton victims. And if you can, support different hurricane relief, support different hurricane relief programs that are happening in Western North Carolina, Western Virginia, North Georgia, and a little bit of South Carolina. Make sure you're doing your part to help if you can, if you're financially able. If not, thoughts and prayers go a very long way. Other than that, I think we are good to go on this update. Thank you guys so much for listening to this. I don't know if I'm even going to continue this. This is just a take one of this to see if anybody's any interested. But other than that, I hope you guys have a blessed rest of the day. And if you have any questions or anything, feel free to comment or message me on the Cinemagic Studios channel. And I will see you guys next Friday.
Thank you for listening to the Cinemagine podcast. Feel free to leave a comment about a topic you would like to discuss. See you next Friday.